The Tory presents Pieces of Classical Verse, read to you by Pratham Datta. I wish you merry listening. The Beginnings of Being by Pratham Datta, written for his wife Erica. A Corsican in a black bighorn disappears into Rue de Rivoli. Packed today with arrhythmic souls, armed with colourful parapluie and monochrome Macintoshes. Bloody tourists. Well, so am I. My eyes wander, checking off conquered glimpses of an old tourist map that bears smudges of wonder and war of being lost, found, and lost again. Jeanne d'Arc, the Louvre, Palais Royal, mon beaux-arts. Off to Place Vendôme, with two drops of rain on my face and a lingering palette of Chemin and Comte. Après la pluie, le beau temps. I see her. A face gently sculpted for the gods. A whisper that lulls like a delicate harp. A smile that tells you that spring is forever. Fingers gently carved of travertine, as if shaped to play the dulcimer for Athena. She sits. I pause. A monogram satchel, a dog-eared Beauvoir, caressed by nimble fingers reticent to finish the last page. She's penning a book, a bestseller, I can tell. She looks up. Is she thinking, I wonder, that the church at Champigny is no less beautiful because I have climbed the Acropolis? Is her heart an autumn garage? I ache. Coco Chanel must have sat where she sits, with a black dress with pink highlights. Perchance, prescient that of the she to come. Claret lips, Chardonnay hair. She's Calypso, shall I be Odysseus? Will we read Beauvoir, Salinger, Rand? Will Eliot appear while we cruise the Nile? Will we defend Helm's Deep, watch Tyrion rise? My heart is a street stained with blood and wine, no different than Castiglione or Rue de la Paix. Will I bleed for my hope or hope to be bled? Shall I dare? I mull. Are there epitaphs for proper fools, or epigrams calligraphed in dust? Will Atlas shrug